It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I've got Aaron Bott with the Division of Wildlife Resources. Got a couple of events coming up, and you know what? It's never too early or too late to think about Christmas gifts, and the DWR, yes, they have one that's ideal for a lot of people in our area. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So let's dive in and talk about, I mentioned there's a couple of big events coming up, and the first one that's right on the horizon, November 9th, is the deadline for the sportsmen's and passes to put in for those. And let's talk about what those are and then kind of let everybody know what you need if you want to get in on that.
Yeah, this is the deadline for the sportsmen's permit coming up. Really, this is an excellent opportunity to apply for Utah's most prized hunting permits. So essentially, you get to pick your species and you're putting in for a long season to go hunting for anything from elk to bighorn sheep, you name it. And it's really a trophy hunt that is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So you're putting in to be that one person in the state that gets to go hunting moose or mule deer or whatever you want. And it's just a really cool, exceptional opportunity. And the deadline is just around the corner on November 9th. So you can get on our website at wildlife.utah.gov to learn more about it. But again, it's a cool, rare, kind of a lottery opportunity for you to go hunt something special, something that you've always wanted to go after.
And these sportsman's permits, are they the ones that, you know, do you get like certain points for going out and doing certain things in the community and those kinds of things as well, or is that something completely different?
Yeah, I mean, it can play into it. For regular hunting points, those don't count towards this sportsman's permit, so it's completely isolated from that. So it's really giving people kind of, you know, a lucky draw to go and do that once-in-a-lifetime hunt that you've always dreamed of doing, and it's cheap to put in for it.
All right, and those passes are, or the permits, excuse me, the deadline is the 9th, and they can find all the information they need on the website there?
That's correct, at wildlife.utah.gov.
All right, so hop on there if you're interested in those things. Another event that's coming up is you're going to have a mule deer viewing meeting, party, whatever you want to call it. And it's going to be relatively close to where we're at, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's out at the Nash Wash Wildlife Management Area, which is just to the east of Green River, Utah. So we have this wonderful area that's protected habitat for mule deer. It's the time of season when they're going into rut, so they're all coming down out of the mountains. This is a really remarkable location to see some pretty impressive bucks, as well as to seeing a lot of wonderful females in their prime condition, the peak condition right before going into winter. This is a public viewing event, like you said, so it's for people interested in getting up close and seeing these wonderful critters, taking pictures, great for photography. And we have this event posted on Eventbrite, that's B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. You can register for the event. It's filling up quick. If you have any questions or if you missed it, it's already full, you can go ahead and call the price office and ask for some more information, and we can help you out.
Maybe be able to sneak a couple more in there after it's full already, right?
That's right.
And this is just, it's a great event to go out and see these animals, and as opposed to, you know, seeing them on the sides of the road as you're driving through and hoping that they don't run out in front of you or anything like that. This is a great time to go and see them in, as you said, just kind of the natural habitat and there, and it's very calm, and just go check out these magnificent animals. Because, yeah, they're some of them, I mean, to see them, You know, these are some that are just, people would be like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that, you know, they could get a rack that big or anything like that. So get down there and take a look at these. And, you know, I would think it's a great thing to get the kids out for too, wouldn't you? Is that kind of where your target audience is?
It is. I mean, it's great for wildlife photographers, for kids, for artists. I mean, this is really a pretty fun event, and it's going to be held on the 12th of November. So it's not too far away. So get online and learn more about that, or call our office in Price. We can give you some more information.
All right. So we've got those two events coming up. And then I mentioned the perfect Christmas gift for a lot of people in our area. And you know what? And you've made it so much easier now. It's a fishing license. It really, truly is. My wife, that's all she wants sometimes for Christmas every year. I mean, we do that plus more, but that's what she wants. And a lot of people, that's the same way they feel, isn't it?
That is. That's how I feel. My one regret at the end of every calendar year is that I didn't spend more days out by the water fishing.
And so what kind of information, and I would assume that with what they've done in the last few years, if they already have a fishing license, it's a heck of a lot easier to do it. But if they don't, if they're just starting fresh, what kind of information would they need to bring in or to take online with them when they're getting these done?
Well, you just need an address. You need, obviously, your name, and we might ask for a driver's license if you have one. But if you don't have one, then, yeah, name and an address. So you can get it for your kids. You can sign up as their guardian or supervisor, and you can help purchase one of these, and it's good for the full calendar year. So it's from the date that you purchase it, 365 days later is when you'd have to renew it again.
So really, this time of year is probably the best time to buy that fishing license, because then you don't have to worry about it all summer, and then next winter when you start thinking it's almost time to go and do some ice fishing, here it comes, and you can just go get another one, right?
That's correct.
All right, and we're going to make it out ice fishing this year, Aaron.
I know, you and I. Let's do it.
All right. So once again, all this information can be found on the DWR's website or Eventbrite. That's Bright, B-R-I-T-E, if you want to take a look and sign up for that mule deer viewing event coming up on November 12th. Aaron, thank you so much for talking to us today and taking out a minute. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.